Yeah, I did a few passes yesterday or the day before. Early in the morning, though. You probably weren't even awake yet. I think the last one I did was at 9 in the morning. And it was funny. Like, the first pass at, like, 5 or 4 in the morning, I made, like, 6 contacts. Then the next pass, it was only me and one other guy from Grand Rapids area. And then the pass after that, it was pretty busy, and I only made, like, 4 contacts. But yeah, it's fun. It's hard to get in, especially with the HT. Actually, the HT and that aero antenna I got, it gets you in pretty good. But, yeah, just that rubber duck, mostly you just listen on that. But, so you're hearing quite a bit just with that rubber antenna, huh?
You know what? It comes in very clear. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm close by the window or something like that. It does. It comes very clear on that little radio.
Yeah, it's surprising, you know, how well. And that's the biggest thing, too, is if you can hear it, then you're okay for trying to transmit when you get your license, of course. But a lot of people won't hear anything, and they'll just start calling out, and they're not realizing they're hitting the repeater, but they're keying up over other people because they can't hear. So, yeah, that's good that you can hear. Once you get your license, you can actually give it a shot when you're actually hearing people, and you'll probably make a contact. I haven't heard any of the astronauts on. Matthew Dominic, actually, his crew 8 just splashed down last night. And it was a 100% normal and safe splashdown, but I guess they took all 4 of them to the hospital for something. And one of them is admitted and under observation, but in stable condition. So, but they won't say what the problem was or which astronaut it was because of HIPAA laws. So it's kind of interesting because I watched the splashdown, and when they all came out of the capsule, they were smiling and waving. So it's odd. They were up there for almost pretty close to a year because it was 200 and some days they were up there. A year's 365. So pretty neat. Yeah, so now Nick Hague, I think his name is. I don't know how to actually say it. It's H-A-U-G-E or something like that. He's a ham operator, and he's still up there. So you might end up hearing him one of these days making contacts. He'll just jump in with all the people you're hearing. So if you hear N1SS, you know that's the astronaut. And kind of cool to hear that, too, even if you can't transmit yet.
Yeah, that's for sure. But, you know, sometime at night, at 9 o'clock, they come up like 9... 5, 9, 10, something like that in there. But I turn it on usually at 8:30 and I can hear them coming by here. Over.
Give me 1 second. I got it back in here and then I'll respond to that.